Good afternoon, Hess Jewelers.
Hey, is this Dennis?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Dennis. This is Draw over at Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good, good.
Good. Hey, do you have a few minutes to talk?
Sure.
Okay, perfect. So it looks like you did a web registration and were interested in both equipment financing and working capital?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
My question is your rates and payback.
Okay.
And the arrangements that you have to offer.
Okay, sure. I can go into a little detail. I'm just going to confirm a few pieces of information I have here on your business, and then we can go into that. Would that be okay?
Okay.
Okay. So is your legal name Hess Jewelers?
Yes.
Okay, and that's also your DBA. And what is the structure of your business? Is it LLC, corporation,
S-Corp?
Okay. All right, and your address is 752 North Main Street?
Yes, ma'am.
Springboro? Okay. We have a couple people here from Ohio.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where are you from?
I'm actually just from California in San Francisco.
Oh.
But I have two coworkers from, like, Toledo, I think. Yeah. Yeah, and some other places, too. I guess they like to move over here after college or something.
Yeah, because the weather, I don't.
True, yeah, the weather is definitely attractive. let's see here. Do you, your location, do you rent it or own it?
Lease,
okay. Sounds good. All right, and let's see here. I have your email here, SHESS5 at CINCI.RR.com.
That's right.
Okay. All right, and are you the only owner?
Myself and my wife.
Okay. 50-50?
No. I'm the primary.
Ah, nice. Okay. Okay, perfect. All right. So I have the two programs. I'll talk about the equipment financing side first. For equipment financing, it's kind of, have you had an equipment financing loan before?
Which financing? What was that?
Equipment financing.
Equipment financing?
Uh-huh.
No. As a matter of fact, it's financing will be equipment financing. We want to get into a computer system and also a custom design. It's called a Gem Vision. It's on the sales floor itself with a computer.
Okay.
And a ring, and you can manufacture it right in the store.
Oh, okay, okay. And how much is that going to cost you?
I think the total is going to be about right around maybe 20.
Okay. So it's 20, and just to clarify, you said it's basically a computer system where you can control it from, like, the floor and like, the back to custom design the jewelry piece.
Right.
Okay.
Custom. And there's a couple laptops, and you need this computer.
Mm-hmm.
There's some accessories.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sounds good. All right. And do you have a vendor you're working with already?
Well, we have a couple that we can work with.
Okay.
But we're not working with anyone as of yet.
Okay.
Our first step is to get
the financing, right? Yeah, okay. And, so the guesstimate is basically 20. There's no, like, solid quarter invoice just yet.
No, it's going to be between 17 and 20.
17 and 20. Okay, sounds good. All right. Let's see here. Okay. Do you have a timeline on when you need to install this new computer system?
The sooner the better.
Of course. I heard from other jeweler small businesses I worked with, a lot of people, they get ready during the spring, summertime for, like, the engagement season, the wedding season, and, like, the
that's coming up.
Christmas.
Yep.
Okay.
Usually June is, a real hot time of the year.
Uh-huh.
And, bridal and
custom. Mm-hmm. Okay. And, how long have you guys been in business for?
I just started about 47 years ago.
Oh, wow. the same location, the Hess Jewelers for 41 years?
This location here that we're in is about 12 and a half years. I've been in the business for about 47
years. Oh, wow. Okay. So you've been a jeweler for a long time.
Unfortunately.
Well, I mean, do you do like custom design by hand too, where
yes.
you do the wax, and then you, wow. Well, not a lot of people, I don't think a lot of people do that anymore, right? With using the wax and then shaving it off, and then dipping it and everything.
Right. Yeah, we do that. This computer, this vision is going to make it a lot simpler for us to have the
Okay. Is it going to be able to basically you input like an image or like dimensions and they'll cut it for you?
Yep.
Oh, wow. That's nice. That's going to save you a lot of time and a lot of, basically time.
Sure.
And it's more precise.
Oh,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, yeah, sounds like we can definitely, our equipment financing program is definitely going to fit that those needs. So it's more of a traditional loan for the equipment financing. It's between 2 years to 5 years monthly payments. It's kind of like a traditional car loan, like that. Mm-hmm. And usually a rate starts in the low mid single digits, and then it goes up. We take a lot of factors like type of business, personal credit, business credit. And tax return, and I put into a lot of things into consideration.
Okay. What now? Your rates are from what to what?
So it starts in the low mid single digits, so around like 4, and then it goes up depending on everyone's a little bit different.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on the information that you
provide. Exactly. Yeah. Kind of like when you apply for a car loan, they take a look at your personal credit and everything else and make sure it makes sense for you. So what we do is we take a look at your bank statements to make sure you have enough to pay for what you're requesting, so it doesn't put you in a bad position, and it also helps you grow your business. Mm-hmm. So how would you rate your credit? You're like good, bad, somewhere in the middle? Somewhere in the middle. Okay, so yeah, we work with credit tiers A to D, so it's good.
Now what we're looking for too is working capital.
Mm-hmm.
We want to go into advertising.
Okay.
And some additional inventory, and we're going to be going into some Rolex watches.
Okay, nice.
Some other additional pieces that we wanted to get into, and so we'll need some. Working capital also in addition to the equipment.
Okay. Perfect. So how much is the advertising going to cost you?
Well, heck, advertising, you can spend as much or as little as you
want. Right. Yeah, that's true. Do you have like a ballpark on like a marketing campaign you want to do?
Yeah, between now and the fall season, we're probably looking at about $10,000. And
okay.
What we'd like to do is, in the fall season, after we do that, we want to, of course, consider the Christmas season, step at the Christmas season.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so between now to fall, around 10, and then maybe after fall, you want to do another working capital to amp up the advertisement. Okay, perfect.
Amp up the Christmas season, sure.
Mm-hmm. Cool. And then inventory, any ballpark on how much that's going to, you want for that?
The inventory, you're probably looking at somewhere in the neighborhood of about 25 to 30 with the Rolexes and the diamond pieces that we want to purchase.
Nice. That'd be nice. So definitely add on to the collection with some Rolex pieces. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. And so for the working capital side, you're looking at around 35 to 40 right now, immediately. And then later on in the terms, you want to renew and do another whatever it is that you want to do later on.
Right.
Okay. That's good. Yeah, we actually, once you start a relationship with us, the next time you apply, it's like so easy. All I need is just updated bank statements. We don't run your credit again. And then we give you an updated terms. And the longer you do business with us, the better your terms get, obviously.
Sure.
So in the fall time, you'll have even better terms and everything. Okay. And let's see here. Have you had a working capital loan before?
Yes, we did. We did, and we paid it off. We had it. Mm-hmm. I think it was with Lending Tree or something like that, and we paid that off.
Okay.
And we had, I think, one with Beck. We had one with Rapid Finance, and we paid on that.
Okay. Finance, that's good. Well, how was the, just curious, how was the experience with them?
Well, once you get your financing, you don't hear from them again. I mean, during the process, you know, they wanted about a 12-inch stack of papers, you know.
Really?
That, you know, I just, you know, you're trying to operate a business and
yeah.
Also have another business that we kind of dabble into. Uh-huh. And we have a daughter that's concentrating on school, and we're trying to help her out. So it was, you're trying to put together all this paperwork on top of it's just very overwhelming during that period of time. It just happened to be during the fall.
Yeah, like when school is back in session and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it sounds like, what did I need from you? Like your firstborn? 12 inches
almost,
of
paper. Yeah. And a pint of blood.
That's funny. Well, we make our applications very easy. It's just a one-page app, and I just need 6 months of most recent bank statement. Do you already have like the final numbers for your March?
Not March. Not. Well, yeah, I do for sales. Yes, I do.
Okay.
I don't have a statement from my bank yet, though. I do have it in my computer, but I don't have a bank statement yet.
Okay. Sounds good. If you don't have the final one for March just yet, I know because it's only the first. You can just get me up until February, and then just like a month to date. Print out. I don't know how fast you're able to get all this back to me, but maybe on Monday, that's when you're deciding to, you're going to send it back to me. Maybe by then you might have the full, you know, the full March by then. Because that would definitely help because you have like, you know, month to date and current numbers. But if you don't, that's fine too. You can just like screenshot the ending that you have for March. That'll be fine. Mm-hmm. And then just most recent tax return. And just 4 months of merchant statement. And I'll put this all in the email so that way you can just take a look at it. And the easiest way actually is just to, if you use online banking, a lot of times you can just download the PDF form of all those months and then you could just attach and just send it over to me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All righty.
Yeah. Okay.
And if that works, that's fine. But if not, include your fax number.
Okay, sure. I will do that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I forgot to ask you, what was your gross annual sales like last year, or projecting like for this year?
My sales last year was about 325.
Mm-hmm.
My sales this year, hopefully we're on track for about maybe 400.
Okay, that'd be good. Definitely, probably with all the marketing campaign and adding on the new computer system will definitely help that out too.
Opening up a online store also.
Oh, okay.
Selling online, so that'll boost sales considerably, I hope.
Yeah, definitely. That'd be good. It's definitely good to, like, do different avenues and use, you know, to get revenue in different ways. Yeah, okay. Alrighty, well, it sounds like, you know, I got all the info I need, and we can definitely help you out. And do you have any questions while I'm still on the phone with you?
Not right now. Well, I do, but I don't think you can help me with them until you see the information that I have to send to you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just interested in the dollars amount programs and the interest rate, but of course mm-hmm. we can't establish that until we get further into it, I guess.
Yeah, once I get more info, then I'll be able to give you more solid numbers, and you can actually look at it and go from there. We can get you an answer in about 24 hours once everything is in. But if you want like a kind of like a really brief maybe idea, I can tell you too. How would you rate your credit?
I would say we went
like a number, maybe like 650, 700, something like that.
Yeah, I'd say maybe 600, 650, 650
Okay. Sounds good. So for that, it would probably be in one of our, like, B programs. So I would say probably maybe 15 cents on a dollar. It'll still be cheaper than what you have with LendingTree and Rapid Financing. So it'll probably be around that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty.
Okay, perfect. Go ahead.
No, that's based on a credit card.
We can either set up the payments through your merchant processing, or we can do it with your bank statement. And we also have daily, weekly, and monthly options too, depending on which one you qualify for. But that's the good thing about our bank is that we have a lot of different options and so many things to choose from.
Alrighty.
Yeah. So, okay, cool. So I have your email. I just want to verify. S is in Sam, H is in Harry, E is in Edward, and then SS5@CIN.RR.com.
That's right.
Okay, perfect. So I'll go ahead and send this over to you. When do you think you can get these things back to me?
I would say probably Tuesday, by Tuesday or something like that.
Okay, sounds good. And then I'll just give you a quick call on Monday just to see if you're able to get March statement. And then if you can't, then I'll just, you know, tell you again how to what's the best way to go about it then.
Alrighty.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, not a problem. Good talking to you.
Nice talking to you.
Okay, bye-bye.